It's another edition of the Alden Network Podcast, Healthcare Solutions for Seniors. Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Welcome. Our topic today is independent senior living, and my guest is Jeannie Baker. She's the Director of Property Management for Alden Realty Services, the Alden Network's group of senior real estate specialists. Jeannie, how are the Alden Foundation and Alden Realty Services connected to the Alden Network?
Well, the Alden Foundation is a nonprofit piece of our company, and it helps us develop our affordable housing. Alden Realty Services is the developer and the property management division.
Tell us a little bit about your role.
Well, I'm the Director of Property Management. I have 13 properties that I oversee. 12 of those are affordable rental senior communities, independent living. These are all independent living. And I also lease up new projects. I hire and train managers to be on-site managers. And I do some site locating also.
Tell us about some of the new projects and developments.
Sure. We opened Huntley Horizon in 2017. It's all completely rented. That's 79 affordable rental units, which included one- and two-bedroom apartments and villas. And then in June of this year, 2018, we just opened New Lenox Horizon, which is in the southwest suburbs. And that is 53 units of affordable apartment living.
What is independent senior living?
Independent senior living is similar to living in an apartment anywhere else, except we have all seniors 62 and older, and we don't offer medical care, meals, anything like that. But we do offer a nice variety of activities, and we have a lot of luxury amenities in the building so that we can have these activities.
What are some of the benefits of living in an independent senior living community?
Well, as opposed to staying in your house or living in a regular apartment community, the advantages would be that you have a social life here. If you're at home, at some point you're isolated. If you're living alone, you just don't have this social life. Also, you have the upkeep of the home. Property taxes, very expensive. And then if you're in a regular family apartment community, you're going to find that everyone goes out to work and you're left alone, nothing to do. So people choose it because they would like the sense of belonging to a community and having more to do than sit at home and watch TV.
Do you need a car to live in an independent senior living community?
Well, not necessarily. Some of our people drive. Some of our residents do drive. And we have plenty of parking at all our communities, but many do not. Some of our communities, we do have some transportation available, but even with the ones we do not, there's always a way for people to get out. They may have the township they're in, may have a dial-a-ride type service, or there might be public transportation, or they develop friendships with those who do drive.
What types of independent senior living does Alden offer?
We have two different types. I was just discussing the affordable senior living rental communities. And we also have the Lakes at Waterford, which is an entrance fee product. So it's not exactly a rental, but you're not taking ownership. The advantage is you pay the entrance fee up front. You have a monthly fee that covers property taxes and all maintenance inside and out. And then you have the right to live there as long as you're able to and as long as you want to. And these are large units, or our largest units. Some are as large as 1,500 square feet. They're two bedrooms, two baths. They have a garage. These are the only units we have that also offer garages. So these are quite a bit upscale. And then, of course, the affordable senior living is our second type. And I mentioned we have 12 locations. They're apartments and sometimes villas. Villas are smaller rental townhomes, ranch-style townhomes, so one story. We might have five in a row. And we offer choices of a walk-in shower or the standard bathroom tub with the shower head. It's just a really great program that provides affordable rents to seniors who need them.
What about pets? Are pets generally welcome at some of these facilities?
Actually, at all of our facilities. With the affordable apartments and villas, we do have a weight limit of about 25 pounds. I mean, we don't weigh them, but people ask that. I think my dog is 27 pounds, but that's pretty much the average. And in the duplexes, we do not have a size or a weight limit.
And as we're talking about duplexes, how many duplex communities does Alden offer?
We only have one, and it's located on the Alden of Waterford campus, which is in Aurora in the Fox Valley area. And on that campus, it's 38 acres. We have ponds, we have walking paths, gazebos, we have gardening area, just a lushly landscaped community. And we also, on that property, offer assisted living, memory care assisted living, and a rehab facility, all separate buildings. So it's really a continuum of care.
You also mentioned Alden having affordable senior housing. What is that?
Well, affordable is not just an adjective. It describes the program, but it is a program that's administered through the Illinois Housing Development Authority. And the one restriction with those is that most of the units do have a limit to what your gross yearly income can be. But the advantage of it is that the rents are also controlled. We're provided with the maximum rent that we can charge on any of the given units. The other thing is, with the income limits, the higher income limits have the highest rents. The lower income limits have lower rents. So it's trying to provide, again, we're trying to provide something affordable for all different income ranges.
Then tell us a little bit more about the 13 affordable senior housing communities. Are they all in Chicago?
They're all in the suburbs of Chicago, but we have them on the north, northwest, west, southwest, south suburbs. So we're all in a circle around Chicago. We have luxury amenities in all of the buildings. We have a game room with a billiard table, fitness center. Our newer buildings have theater rooms. We have a big community room, which we can use for all types of activities. And we also have a wellness center. And it just offers a great opportunity for entertainment. We bring entertainment in. We have socialization. They might have a pizza party, a potluck. There's a little kitchen there so we can warm up food, keep food cold. And as I mentioned, we have walk-in showers in some units, full bathtubs in some, one- and two-bedroom units. We have a 24-hour emergency pull cord in all of the units also. So it's a little extra safety feature we provide. One of the other nice features is that all of our units have individual furnaces and central air units. So you can control when you put your air conditioning on in the spring and when you put your heat on in the fall. You can control the temperature all year round. Laundry rooms on every floor are included, and we have storage lockers. Some of the communities, the units also have patios and balconies. But all of our communities offer outdoor spaces, and we usually have patios, walking area, and gazebos. And it's all maintenance-free living. So again, we're doing all the repairs, and we're also offering the preventative maintenance. So changing furnace filters, changing smoke alarm batteries, things like that. So it's just a great situation for seniors who are tired of taking care of a home and spending the high cost of paying the high cost of owning a home.
Tell us how Alden is different than other affordable senior living communities. Are they all the same?
Well, I'm probably biased, but I believe that Alden communities would be, you'd be surprised at what you find there. Our communities look like luxury communities, even though we have affordable rents. We have all the amenities that I mentioned earlier, and they're all just beautifully done. We have our own interior design department, architecture department, our own construction company. So everything is handled in-house and has to be up to our standards.
How much does independent senior living cost, Jeannie?
Well, independent senior living depends on the type of community, depends on what you're looking for. If you like the idea of having your own home still, but would like the idea of all the maintenance taken care of and having all the activities, perhaps an entrance fee is the way for you to go. There is a monthly fee, affordable run monthly fee, and then the entrance fee, which you pay before you move in. The affordable senior housing we mentioned has income and rent limits. There are other options that you might be interested in. In general, there are communities that you can actually purchase a home. I'm sure everybody's seen those around here and there, and they have usually have a clubhouse and that sort of thing. Or do you want to be on a continuum of care campus like Alden and Waterford, where if your needs change, you don't have to find a new place to live. You can stay right on the campus.
So then let's get into that just a little bit. Do residents in senior living communities get medical care services? You mentioned the pull cord. And what if a resident's needs change or they need more care?
Well, we strive to keep seniors as independent as possible. They don't want to move out if their needs change. But we do offer other types of senior living which would offer care. Assisted living, which is a wonderful way to go because you've got all your meals, you have assistance with daily activities, you have medical help. We do have memory care assisted living, and we have rehab, whether you're there temporarily. Some of our buildings also offer long-term nursing care. However, there are other ways to stay in your apartment. You might be interested in home health care. Delivery of medical supplies and materials or physical therapy at home. And Alden does have resources that you can use for this.
Do you have openings as of now for independent senior living?
In the affordable communities, we have waiting lists at all of our communities, some long, some short. I would encourage people to call, and there's a simple form to fill out if you'd like to get on the waiting list. And even if the waiting list is long, you might be pleasantly surprised that you're called rather quickly because you might be waiting for a particular type of unit, and so is everyone else on the list. We might have 100 people on the list, but maybe half of them only want the lower rent. Some want a two-bedroom, some want a villa, some want an apartment, some want the walk-in shower. So when someone moves out, we go through our list, and you might find that it's not as long as you think. So I would always call. And the same thing with the duplexes. From time to time, we have an availability. So the best thing to do is call and get on our wait list.
Jeannie, what else can you tell us about why independent senior living communities are so popular and why Alden's in particular are? And also, what trends are you seeing in senior living?
Well, as far as trends go, the last 10 years, we've seen a big increase in younger seniors seeking out our communities. The first reason I would imagine is because maybe 20 years ago, it just wasn't a well-known idea, a concept. You might have heard something about senior living and you think about, oh, they're going to put me in a home, which I used to always hear. And then they come in and see independent living communities are beautiful and nothing like that. So I think it's that the word has spread, people are more aware of these types of communities. So that's a big plus. And then also the younger age, I think, came about when we had the big downturn in the economy about 10 years ago. So a lot of people needed to get out of their houses and get out from under the expense of the house. And so they came seeking out affordable senior housing also. So I think that's basically the trend. And with the affordable senior living, I think people seek us out because our buildings don't look affordable. They're in wonderful locations. We have wonderful property managers that strive to provide a really nice community feel to all of our buildings. And we offer luxury amenities. As I said, we have the game rooms and the billiard table and libraries, community rooms, fitness centers, wellness centers. So they're not your stereotypical affordable rental apartments.
Jeannie, wrap it up for us. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us or share about independent senior living?
Well, I've been with Alden 22 years, handled all the affordable communities and the duplexes. And I've noticed many, many times that the family will bring in the senior and the senior will not really be convinced that they should make the move. Maybe they think they should stay in their home. And they come in, they sign a lease. A few weeks later, they're walking in the office saying, you know what, I wish I would have done this sooner. Because now they have a social life and they started a new chapter in their lives.
Isn't that wonderful? Thank you so much, Jeannie, for being with us today and for sharing your expertise on independent senior living and really what it's about and what's involved. You're listening to the Alden Network podcast. For more information on any of our services, please visit thealdennetwork.com. Or to hear more podcasts in this series, please visit thealdennetwork.com/podcast. That's thealdennetwork.com/podcast. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.